week. Mr. Sikanyika said government has moved in swiftly to contain the outbreak, adding that the district was still projected to record a bumper harvest owing to favorable rainfall patterns. A 52-year-old man of Mambwe District in the Eastern Province has died after being attacked by a crocodile. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba said the now deceased, Dean Nyirenda, was attacked by a crocodile as he was fleeing from elephants. Brief facts are that the now deceased, together with his young brother and another individual, were coming from fishing and were on their way to the campsite when they encountered a herd of elephants, prompting them to run in different directions. Mr. Mwemba said the now deceased ran to a stream near the Luangwa River, where he was attacked by a crocodile, which bit him on his right thigh. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
All three parties say progress has been made in talks between Washington, Moscow and Kyiv seeking an end to the war in Ukraine. No details have been provided, but negotiators at the meeting in Abu Dhabi say they have agreed to yet another exchange of prisoners of war, several of which have previously taken place. Meanwhile, Kyiv said Russia had carried on attacking buildings and infrastructure. The Deputy Prime Minister, Oleksiy Kuleba, said the Russian army used drones to strike railway facilities, including energy supplies in the northern Sumy region. He accused Moscow of trying to stop the movement of trains. The Nigerian President Bola Tinubu is deploying an army battalion to Kwara State following a mass killing in a remote village. More than 70 bodies have been recovered in Woro village, with security officers continuing to search for people who may have escaped the attack.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 61 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 26 kwacha 19 ngwe. The euro, 23 kwacha 18 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 23 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. The Football Association of Zambia, FAS, in Central Province has suspended three teams in the FAS Division 2, Zone A and B, from using their home ground for their violent conduct during the Week 19 games, according to FAS Central Province Secretary Maxwell Shaba. The association has taken precautionary measures to prevent further violence and unsportsmanlike incidents for Mount Meru Football Club, Royal Rangers Football Club, and Mokoshi Rising Stars by invoking the constitutional provision of Article 51 and Article 53, number 4 of the Disciplinary Code of 2021. Mr. Shaba says the association temporarily suspended Mount Meru, Royal Rangers and Mokoshi Rising Stars from using their home grounds while awaiting determination of their cases by a disciplinary committee. Lusaka has clouds and sun with a thunderstorm this afternoon. The maximum temperature, 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a thunderstorm in spots, with the temperature to drop to as low as 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Four army worms destroy 1,394 hectares Isoka crops, and Mambwe man killed by crocodile while fleeing elephants. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's number one hit music station. Rock FM.
That you, a Portofino was on my mind when you called me at the plaza at midnight. We'll be right back.
FM. Lusaka. Lusaka.
We're riding.